child. Let's call Lucy. Baby, we'll find a river by and by, by and by.
John Ferrier told me once that he carried that baby 3 days, 3 nights across the plains. Both their parents were dead, along with the rest of the wagon train. And he looked after her like she was his own. But they never did find that river.
Here, drink this.
Oh,
slowly. Just a sip. That's it.
A baby.
She's asleep, peaceful as you like. God be praised.
Amen.
Amen.
Shh. Don't try to speak. You're safe now.
Safe? What are you people doing in this wilderness? Who are you?
We are the persecuted children of God, the chosen ones of the angel Moroni. We are the people of the holy Joseph Smith and his prophet.
God in heaven, you're the Mormons.
We are the Mormons.
10,000 of them there were, trekking across the desert, looking for their promised land. And they found John Ferrier and the babe. I suppose you'd have to call it a miracle. As soon as he was able to walk, he was taken to one particular wagon. It was bigger and finer than the rest.
Welcome, John Ferrier. I have been told your story by Brother Stangerson, who found you, and to whom you owe your life and that of a child.
I'm grateful to him, to all of you. Are you the leader?
We are led by the hand of God.
Amen.
Of course.
If we take you with us, it can only be as believers in our own creed. We shall have no wolves in our fold. Will you come with us on these terms?
I guess I'll come with you on any terms.
Brother Stangerson?
Prophet.
Let it be your task to teach him our holy creed.
Come, Brother Ferrier. You are in my care now. My wives will see to your needs.
Brother Stangerson.
Remember, that now and forever you are one of us. Brigham Young has said it, and he speaks with the voice of Joseph Smith, which is the voice of God.
I guess we can skip a good few years. John Ferrier recovered from his ordeal well enough. Distinguished himself as a guide, hunter. Lucy, well, I'll come to Lucy in a minute or so. When they finally stopped their wanderings, Ferrier was granted as good a stretch of land as any of the men, save Young, of course, excepting the four elders, Kemble, Johnson, Stangerson, and Drebber. His name was known, respected, but for all the respect, there was one thing about John Ferrier that offended the rest of the Mormons.
I will not do it, Lucy. I've gone along with all the rest, but that...
But don't distress yourself, Father. They cannot compel you.
Oh, you're right, child. Let them say what they will.
What are they saying?
They say I'm not a true follower of the faith. Or that I care only for money. And the real reason I refuse to take any wives is because I begrudge the expense. The friendlier ones say I hold myself single in memory of a long-lost love who pined away on the shores of the Atlantic.
Oh, how romantic.
You sweet child.
Though the fair Lucy was no longer a child. I was a prospector in those days, come to the city to raise capital to work some lodes I discovered. That day I met Lucy. I don't know, gentlemen. It was as if a whole new stretch of land had been opened up in front of my eyes that I never knew existed. And I was a strong-willed young man. Whatever I undertook, I was accustomed to success.
Lucy!
Jefferson!
Lucy, listen. I have to go away.
Go away?
Well, for a month. Two at the most.
2 months? No, you can't. I'll die.
You'll not die.
But...
But 2 months, the most. And then I'll come back. I'll ask you to be mine.
Oh, Jefferson.
Your father has given me his consent.
Well, of course, if you and Father have arranged it all between you, there's no more to be said.
So you will? So, look, the longer I stay, the harder it'll be to go. Goodbye.
Bye, Lucy. In 2 months, you'll see me.
Goodbye, my love.
Less than 2 months.
Oh, Jefferson.
Oh, if I'd known. If I had the smallest suspicion, do you think I would have ridden away like that? Do you? Do you?
Here, drink this. Here. Slowly.
I think we should postpone this.
No. No, I must continue.